You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
So, Joe, a quick Mark Feinsand update on the Luis Robert market. Luis Robert Jr., one of the main trade candidates to watch today. The Mets and Phillies remain in the mix to some extent, but according to a source, the Padres have emerged as the team to watch. San Diego seems motivated to add an outfielder today, so add another team to that mix.
So he has to get traded, right?
I think he probably
will. Like 100%.
Probably, yeah.
I mean, why wouldn't they?
Well, he's at 2 years. They theoretically could trade him at the deadline next year if they wanted to. I mean, theoretically.
Yeah, but then you just...
I think he'll get traded. Yeah. I would be surprised if Robert doesn't get
traded. He also has an option year after this year. It's $20 million. He hasn't really played well. It's a weird... It's almost like you could treat him as a rental. If he doesn't play well, you don't have to keep him.
Yeah. Right.
It's a club option.
Joe, who do you want? Give me two or three names that you'd like to see the Phillies at.
All right, the top two names are easy for me. It's Stephen Kwan from Cleveland and Brendan Donovan, whose name came up this morning from St. Louis. Like, the both of those guys get on base, they work counts. You could put them at the top of the order. Kwan is a gold glover. And Donovan, he could play second base. I mean, Bryson Stott, guys, has been a problem for a long time. I mean, it's just been a negative offensively for a long time. This guy's an all-star second baseman. If you get either of those guys, they're top of my list. But then if they can't get those guys, I would take Robert. I think it's worth the flyer. I mean, what, 2 years ago? He's 38 home runs.
Yep.
He can steal 30 bases. He played good defense. We saw this week. So he's not top of my list. But, Joe, if they can't get anything else, I would definitely take Luis Robert by 6 o'clock.
Richie, if this thing is Marsh, Kepler, and Rojas,
it won't
in
be.
The playoffs
it
again.
It won't be.
It can't be. It's been...
You don't trade for Duran.
3 years in a row.
Right. You don't trade for Duran and then not add a bat. I would just be... I mean, it's possible, obviously. I would be really, really surprised if they don't add a bat today. Shocked.
Just remember yesterday, however you term it, the Freudian slip.
Yeah.
Dave Dombrowski said, we're not done. We're not done talking to people. Think about that.
I got that audio ready to go. I believe, Buzz, this is the fourth of the Dombo cuts. Let's listen, because more to come was asked. Let's listen to what Dombrowski said.
Would you see yourself getting any kind of offensive upgrade before 6 p.m.?
Well, we're not done. So, I mean, we're not done talking, and the deadline's not over. We'll just see what ends up happening. I really don't know. They're tough to acquire, too, right now. So we have to kind of see what happens tomorrow, really.
That's classic.
Hey, everyone, we don't have to make a trade. Just so you know, we're not desperate here.
Yeah. That's great.
Just so
we're
you know.
Not done. We're not done talking.
So, Rube, what does Dombrowski like to deal with?
Well, he was difficult when I was dealing against him. When he was with Detroit, we tried to do, I think, one or two deals. One of them, I think, was Marlon Byrd when we were trying to move him. It was not easy, but... Yeah, he's a shrewd guy. He knows exactly what he wants, and he's had a lot of success doing it. I mean, there was a lot of talk when he went to Boston that, oh, man, he's going to clear out that entire organization and this, that, and the other. Well, he ended up winning a World Series there, too. So this man knows what he's doing, and he knows what this team needs. And believe me, he will grind and work to try to get it done.
Rube, let me ask you this question. I'm wondering if – I think come on is one word, if it's C'MON.
Yes.
If it's ever said GM to GM, in the hours leading up to the trade deadline? Like, is it ever like, come on, I know you're going to offer me a little bit more in 3 hours. Can you just say it now and get this over with? Like, do you ever have that moment where one GM says to the other, enough of the games, let's just get it done. Come on, let's just get it done.
I've had a very prominent GM drop the F-bomb on me a couple of times.
So Cashman.
No. It was not Brian Cashman. Listen, sometimes you usually like to try to build the relationship. There are times when things can get contentious, but then you're not getting a deal done. And you probably – the come on discussion comes after you hang up the phone. And you go back to your room and you go, are you kidding me? This guy's a clown. But
I can see you saying that.
But typically, I mean, you're pretty cordial.
Rhea, do we go to bed happy tonight?
Well, that depends on what you're doing.
Well, that's true.
I'm going to say yes.
Hey now.
You think they do something else here today?
I just think they have to. To James's point that he just made, you don't get Duran if you're not going to do anything else. Fixing the bullpen is as important as fixing this lineup.
All right, let's talk to Hector right now, calling from the Poconos. Good morning, Hector. Hector.
Morning.
What's up, buddy?
You know what I'm thinking? I'm not a Philly fan. I'm an Eagle fan, but I listen to you guys every day. So,
okay.
Gotta go for Quam. Give him Painter. Gotta get it done this year. I'm telling you. The time is running out.
Well,
what about Quan?
Yeah.
Would you go for him?
Yeah.
He'd be top of my list.
I would trade Painter for Quam.
I miss say some names, but that was a whopper right there, man.
How do you say Castellanos?
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
What's his name?
Anna?
It's why I wanted Eugenio Suarez, Rube, because well, I wanted to hear him called Eugenio.
You
for the
know
rest
the most
of
likely if they trade for Luis Robert,
he's
it's Roberts. It's
just Roberts. Like Alshon Jeffrey was Alshon Jeffries the whole time.
You can see it already happening. I know. Yes.
It's like Wallace.
Have Ruben go take Dombrowski out to lunch and talk him into it today. Ooh. Get it done.
He knows what he's doing. He doesn't need my help at all.
Man's a little busy right now.
Ruben, you know you do it in a heartbeat. That's for sure. I know
you
would.
Can you imagine Dombo getting a text from Ruben? Hey, man, you want to do lunch today?
Are you busy at all?
All right, Hector, give me an answer. Great closing to a movie.
And I'll go with the Philly movies, and I'll go every Rocky.
That's not an acceptable answer. Not acceptable. All right, Rube, let me ask you a question. How do you notify the league that a deal has been agreed upon?
Well, it's usually by email, and then you send like the terms of the deal
Do both sides have to send the email?
There are times, not necessarily.
Like, let's say it's 5:59. How do you tell the link?
Not necessarily. I think that's a phone call. And I think that it's changed over the years how it works. I don't know if it's a text message, a Slack, or something like that. But I haven't been doing it for a long, long time, so it's a little different. But the terms of the deal have to be written upon and also approved by the other GM. But usually, you talk to each other, oh, who's sending it? You know, who's sending the email? And you kind of go from there.
All right, let me ask the question. Let's go right around the room here. On a day we hope the Phillies get someone really exciting, most excited you've ever been with an acquisition in Philadelphia sports?
Oh.
All four teams. Because I got like four or five rattling through my mind.
Oh, yeah, I have a couple.
Bryce Harper.
Bryce is a big one.
Yep. Bryce Harper.
Okay,
When Rube got us Cliff Lee back.
That's a big one.
Like, I remember exactly where I was. I remember my buddy calling me and freaking out.
I was certainly more excited for Cliff than Bryce.
Yeah, in that moment, Cliff, like, that's the first thing that hit me.
I got you. Rhea, most excited, which player ever?
Well, for me, it's when the Flyers were awarded Eric Lindros.
That's up there, too.
That's a massive one.
I mean, just sitting around the radio, we were waiting for the arbitration ruling. So it was nuts. The Bryce one was massive because we were at spring training. The entire town went insane.
That's great.
I mean, it was one of the coolest days ever. That Moses, that's a long time.
Moses is big.
Moses.
All right, Ben, what do you got? Number one for you ever.
Harper. Because I remember doing the game and one of the fans told Gabe Kapler, hey,
no way, really?
Yeah.
That's cool.
Like, wow. We got Bryce Harper. And he's like, he turned around and was like, really? It was news to him.
Rube, what do you got?
Look, T.O.'s up there. You
mentioned T.O.'s up there. Yeah. That was the convoluted one. Rube, what's your number one? Because you got some other whoppers that haven't been said yet. Well, Moses and Pete haven't been said.
So Ruben? Pete Rose was a big one for me as a kid.
Yeah.
Getting Pete Rose, I mean, he was the best player on the planet. I thought that getting Jim Thome was a big one.
That was massive, too.
That changed the whole trajectory.
That was huge also.
And just having been part of that one as well, that was probably for me in my early stages of being in the front office was the most exciting one for me.
Yep.
Besides the Cliff Lee one, obviously.
Joe, what do you got?
It's Harper. I mean, I remember driving in to WIP.
It's definitely Cliff Lee over Harper. In the moment for excitement, it is Cliff Lee over
Harper.
It was
so shocking.
Well, Cliff Lee was definitely the most shocking.
Right? I left the money on the table. The New York people heckled the wife.
Over New York, yep.
But that did happen late at night.
It didn't matter.
It did,
but Harper.
I stayed up through the night. I did.
I heard it watching. Monday Night Football was on. I saw it on while I was watching the game. But the Harper one, we had talked about that for months. It was like.
I know.
I almost felt like we were part of it. And I heard Marks and Reese broke the news on their show. Yeah, it was for me.
Yeah. All right, well, some whoppers in there. You guys can figure out who it is for you.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by Street Easy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021 and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. But there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.